You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking the time to join us here today. You have tuned in to WGOD, all truth, all the time. God's speaking today. And He's got a lot to say about the last trumpet. It's amazing to see everything that transpires at the last trumpet, where we see it's judgment day. We even hear it said that the mystery of God will be finished. It's also reward day for the saints. I think that's where we're going to end up here in today's broadcast, looking at the reward day for the saints. Many people think erroneously that reward day is up in heaven while you're up there for 7 years waiting for the tribulation down here. That's not what the Bible says. That's what maybe a lot of preachers say, but that's not what the Bible says. We're going to look and see at what the Word of God says here today. For a copy of this whole sermon, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send you the disc free of charge. I'll send you the link. You can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link that says Prior Broadcast, and you'll find this link. It's called The Last Trumpet. Speaking of The Last Trumpet, this is the next part now. This will play again today, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, we'll be back again looking at something I started looking at last Friday, and that is a detailed look at the two witnesses. This Sunday at Island, my sermon's entitled The Doctrine of the Rapture. We're nibbling along the edges here, and it's time to take a detailed look, an unopinionated look, if that's possible, at what the Bible says. Because believe me, friends, I would love for it to be the way a lot of people say, where it's just, you can just leave tomorrow and everything will be great, and you'll never face any trouble. We're going to look at what the Bible says. What is the rapture? When is the rapture? Where is the rapture, if the Bible says? And what happens if I miss it? That is this Sunday at Island Community Church, Sunday morning, 10:30. More on that at the end of the week. Here's part two now of this message, The Last Trumpet.
Certainly, the last trumpet, grant me this. It's a significant time, right? Paul says this. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Vernon McGee once called me stupid for believing that. Stupid. Ask Ron. I heard that at my dad's house long before I was. My dad had to duck as an RCA Victor went over his head. The radio that I threw. And that was the last dollar he ever got from me. Stupid if you believe the last trumpet means anything. You let the Word of God speak, because it speaks loud and clear, speaking to everyone that's been following along with us every week. At the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Paul says, I tell you a mystery. That's something no one's ever known, no one's ever heard before, that at the last trumpet, we're all going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And I tell you, you're smart if you believe that. not stupid, because that's what the Word of God says. Believe the Word and you're smart. Believe the Word over a denomination, any denomination. Believe the Word first. Don't believe the denomination, believe the Word. Any pastors that are not in agreement with the Word of God should be fired. Hire a pastor that believes the Word of God. Right? It's for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. If you don't believe that as a pastor, you got to throw the man out and fire him. Give him his walking papers. The Word of God first. The denomination second. And what your Aunt Betty told you third. Word of God first. Or what any seminary would tell you. I know, I'm going to get in trouble. Now we're really in trouble. What should I take first? The seminary or the Word of God? Half of these seminaries are corrupt today. Who are you going to believe? My wife just said it. I encourage you, believe the Word of God. Over the seminary when they're wrong. Over the denomination when they're wrong. The last trumpet. We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Paul continues. By the way, that's 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. He said, for the trumpet, he says it twice, the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised. Incorruptible. And we will all be changed. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Darren? 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Right? For this I say to you by the word of the Lord, that we shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised. That's twice now. When are the dead raised? John 6:39, 6:40, 6:44, and 6:54. He says it four times, Jesus, so you don't miss it. I will raise them up on the last day. As we see, something significant happens here at the last trumpet. Now, the two witnesses have been killed, and it would appear that it's the time of the end. Remember, John sees the vision from beginning to end. That's how you can have the end of the world in chapter 11. And now, chapter 12, you can go to the birth of the Messiah, because he's onto another vision, and that's where we're going now. Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Now this is the nation of Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel and the sons of Jacob. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in birth and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, all right, here's our symbols, all four of them in the one verse. Behold, a fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. That just means he's in control of the nations. Having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars. There's the next one. Remember, stars are the angels. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child, capital C, in the New King James and the New American Standard. They want you to know who it's talking about. They capitalized personal pronouns relating to deity. To devour her child, capital C, as soon as he was born. All right, again, book of symbols. But this time I'd say, We're looking at a cosmic fight and a war between God and Satan himself. It's recorded a third of the stars followed Satan here. We see the cosmic battle to destroy the male child, the deliverer, the child, offspring of Israel, the offspring of man, and the Son of God. Verse 5, she bore a male child who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Sound familiar? That's Psalm 2, verse 7, if you remember your Psalms. This day, remember, how does that go again? You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Psalm 2:7. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child, capital C, her child was caught up to God and his throne. Greek word for caught up, same as where our word rapture comes from. Harpazo. Then the woman fled into the wilderness. Woman's who? Israel. The woman fled into the wilderness where she is a place prepared by God that they should feed her there. Oh, there comes our number. 1,260 days. How long is that? 3.5 years. Our key number. Many people think that the place where the Jews would go is a place called Petra, which, like the name suggests, is made of what? Rock. Peter. That's his name. Petros. On this rock. It's a city of rock. It's where they filmed Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Riding into horses, that great big place, it was all rocks. You remember that? That's Petra, the city of Petra. It's in Jordan, and it's as old as Adam and Eve. They say 9,000 years old. I say, well, 5,700 at least and counting. Certainly, whatever this is, again, it's referring to Israel. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. Now, onward from here, certainly one of the most joyous chapter headings I've ever heard. For coming up next, it says, Satan thrown out of heaven. Satan thrown out of heaven. But then again, I should say joyous is a matter of opinion, right? I'm sure if heaven is your mailing address, then it's a happy sight to get rid of that old devil. But if you live on Main Street in Jerusalem, it's not a happy day for you. Talk about you thought you were having a bad day when you ran out of coffee. Wait until the devil's your next door neighbor. Verse 7, war broke out in heaven. Michael, first time I can recall seeing his name in the New Testament. Michael and his angels fought with, Michael is an archangel, one of the two or three archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.